Welcome back to Eco Talk, and in this segment we're going to focus on what is happening to our rivers that's trying to stay under the radar screen, at least if industry has its way, but we're going to bring it out into the open, shed some light on it, and tell you what you can do about it, as we always try to do here. The Energy Policy Act of 2005 has some new surprises in how dams are managed. New rules for the hydropower licensing process were published on November 17th, and the timeline for input into the process is much faster than before. Here to tell us about these new rules is Robin Marks from American Rivers. She joins us by telephone from Washington, D.C. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Betsy.
All right. What are they trying to do now?
Well, unfortunately, the new federal rule will hand electric lobbyists a big victory. It will allow industry profits to be padded at the expense of rivers and communities. Just going to give industry a much bigger say in how rivers are managed than they had before.
And has this been a long time in the works, and they're just like rotating? Last week it was forests, before that Endangered Species Act, and this week it's rivers? Or did something open up that allowed them to move in?
Well, the Energy Policy Act gave a lot of favors to the energy companies, and this was the special one for the hydropower industry. And what we're talking about here is an industry where there are damming rivers and the licenses last for 30 to 50 years. So it's pretty important what happens in this process.
Now, we had a show a couple of months ago about dams and how, they're breaking down and the downstream impacts, and how other countries are not really building them the way we did because they've learned from our mistakes. How prevalent are dams? Is there sort of new technology for better dams? And what is the upside and downside of hydroelectric power containment?
Well, dams, the dams that were built in our country, many of them were built centuries or decades ago, and they block fish, and they affect the flow. They stop the natural flow. They stop recreational use. They impair water quality. There's a lot that is wrong with the dams and the way that they've built in the past. Fortunately, or until now, there have been laws in place that require that. That the dams be better managed looking into the future. But unfortunately, these energy bill rules provide industry with a much more opportunity to weaken these environmental controls.
And who is trying to squelch public participation in weighing in on these decisions?
Well, the rules that were published, I think you're referring to the fact that the rules that were published last week,
that are rigged to favor industry,
were final the day that they were published, and therefore there is a public comment period, and we're hoping that people do comment, but it really provides a pretty strong message that public comment is not welcome. And what we're looking at here is America's rivers. People should have a say in how rivers are managed, because rivers belong to all of us. And private companies should have responsibility to fix the damage they cause.
Yeah, they are something we should all have access to, but that's not always the case. When dams are built, it can restrict access by the public.
Well, sure. I mean, one of the ways that dams restrict, there are a lot of times, the public just can't get to the rivers. In other cases, the rivers, obviously the dams restrict where the fish can go, and they impair recreation. So there's a lot that happens when rivers are dammed. On the other hand, there's a lot of ways that dams can be managed that are more friendly to the environment. There are ways of putting fish passage in, changing the flows, providing more river access, protecting water quality. So it's possible to modernize these dams. Some dams don't make sense and they should be taken down. Others just need to change the way that they operate, and that's what we're talking about here.
Is part of the concern, in addition to things like community access, depleted fisheries?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that everyone can picture in their minds, if you put a dam across a river, the fish are blocked. And so one of the things that can be done is to provide fish passage. But the rules that we're talking about here will make it a lot easier for industry to challenge environmental measures that are designed to offset the damage caused to rivers by dams.
So if our listeners don't want to give hydropower industry any more power than it already has, what can they do, and what is the time period?
Well, the rules are out for public comment in the next 60 days, and we're hoping that that the public will weigh in and say that the rivers belong to all of us, and the rules should be more balanced, should not be providing so much input on the part of industry. So, we're hoping that people will go to www.AmericanRivers.org and weigh in say that, you know, there's, you know, all of us have a stake in how the rivers are managed. The hydropower industry is just one entity here.
Now, do the utilities have their own lobby group? Are they, you know, spending a lot of money to be part of this, or what is their role?
Absolutely.
They are.
Right. The hydropower industry has been, for many, many years, has been fighting modernizing dams and bringing them up to modern-day standards. You know, what we're talking about here are dams that were built decades ago that did not need to do much to protect the river. So this is the first time that, for many of these dams, that they actually have to account for the harm that they're causing to rivers. And yet, at this very time, is what they'd like to do is to not have to take action and protect the rivers. So what they've done through these rules is provided a lot more opportunity for them to weaken environmental measures.
And we saw what happened when the levees were not kept up. Are there dams that are really breaking down over the decades and not getting proper repair, or should they all be taken down, in your opinion?
No, I don't think they all should be taken down. There are certainly dams out there that are unsafe and should be taken down, or dams that really are providing very little benefit in terms of electricity generation. And in those cases, it makes sense to take the dams down. In other cases, it makes sense to modernize the dams in a way that allows the dams to operate and rivers to be protected.
Thank you, Robin Marks. We're out of time. We'll speak with you another time. She is from American Rivers. I'm Betsy Rosenberg. Want you to go out and have a great green week. And my special guest, Jenna Zimmerman, says,
have a great green holiday.
Go to our website, www.ecotalk.net, for more information about today's topics and guests. In the meantime, go out there. You heard it. Have a great green one.